In the Limelight.
In a worrisome sign of the harm the coronavirus is inflicting in the United States, the government said on Thursday, 10th of December, that the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefit jumped last week to 853,000, the most since September. The surge in jobless claims made clear that many companies are still shedding workers as states reimpose business shutdowns and consumers avoid shopping, traveling, or dining out. Gus Faucher, an economist at PNC Financial, said, "The coronavirus is having an impact on consumers. It is having a big impact on the labor force. It is having an impact on businesses." He added, "There are reasons to be concerned." One disturbing sign in recent report on jobless claims was the total number of people who are receiving state-provided unemployment aid rose for the first time in 3 months, from 5.5 million to 5.8 million. The increase indicated that some companies have pulled back on hiring. Anne Elizabeth Conkle, an economist at the job listing website Indeed, said, "That increase was particularly concerning because it suggested that the December jobs report, to be released in early January, could show that the US economy suffered a net loss of jobs in a month for the first time since April." We have prepared for you an article written by Christopher Rugaber under the heading, "Across US and Europe, Pandemic's Grip on Economies Tightens." The article has been taken from the website of the Associated Press news agency. Please stay with us for more of Christopher Rugaber's article. The worsening of the viral pandemic across the United States and Europe is threatening their economies and intensifying pressure on governments and central banks on both continents to intervene aggressively. In a worrisome sign of the harm the virus is inflicting in the United States, the government said on Thursday, 10th of December, that the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefit jumped last week to 853,000, the most since September. The surge in jobless claims made clear that many companies are still shedding workers as states reimpose business shutdowns and consumers avoid shopping, traveling, or dining out. According to credit and debit card data, consumers thus far haven't spent as much this holiday shopping season as they have in previous years, and last month U.S. employers added jobs at the slowest pace since April. Restaurants and retailers all cut jobs in November. Responding to similar pressures, the European Central Bank, the ECB, announced on Thursday, 10th of December, that it will ramp up its bond-buying program to try to hold down longer-term interest rates to spur borrowing and spending. The European Central Bank's action coincided with the highest single-day viral death toll in Germany, Europe's largest economy, and a shutdown of restaurants, gymnasiums, movie theatres, and museums in France. Gus Faucher, an economist at PNC Financial, said, "The coronavirus is having an impact on consumers. It's having a big impact on the labor force. It's having an impact on businesses." He added, "There are reasons to be concerned." When the US Federal Reserve meets in the coming days, it may provide more detailed guidance on how long it will continue its own bond-buying program, which could reassure markets that its purchases won't end anytime soon. The US Federal Reserve could announce other moves, such as shifting more of its purchases to longer-term bonds to try to further cut long-term borrowing rates and encourage spending. But most analysts think the US Federal Reserve will keep that step in reserve. Last week, the number of Americans who applied for jobless benefits jumped from 716,000 in the previous week. Before the coronavirus paralyzed the economy in March, weekly jobless claims typically numbered only about 225,000. The surge in laid-off people seeking aid could raise pressure on Congress and President Donald Trump's administration to agree on another financial aid package to bolster the economy through what is sure to be a financially painful winter for millions of Americans. A bipartisan group of senators has proposed a $908 billion package that would extend two unemployment benefit programs that are set to expire on 26th of December, Boxing Day, for an additional 4 months. Without such an extension, more than 9 million unemployed workers would lose their benefits, making it even harder for them to pay their bills, to buy food, and keep up with rent payments or mortgage payments. One disturbing sign in recent reports on jobless claims was that the total number of people who are receiving state-provided unemployment aid rose for the first time in 3 months, from 5.5 million to 5.8 million. The increase indicated that some companies have pulled back on hiring. Anne Elizabeth Conkle, an economist at the job listing website Indeed, says, "That increase was particularly concerning because it suggested that the December jobs report to be released in early January could show that the US economy suffered a net loss of jobs in a month for the first time since April." Anne Elizabeth Conkle said, "Today's report is the first overt sign of a backward slide." She added, "It's evident the labor market is still in crisis." Montreal McGraw, one of the jobless, said he just had to cancel his car insurance and now can't drive because his unemployment benefit of just $222 a week isn't enough to keep up with the payments. He's also behind on his rent. He managed to cover all his bills when the federal government was providing $600 a week in jobless aid, but that program ended back in July, and his current unemployment aid will expire in just over 2 weeks if it isn't extended. Montreal McGraw, a 26-year-old, lost his job as a cook at Hilton Hotel in New Orleans, where he lives, back in March, just after the coronavirus erupted in the United States. He said he's applied for 35 jobs without any success. His primary work experience is in restaurants, few of which are hiring. It will be even harder to search for work without a car. Most of the available jobs he sees involve trucking or work on offshore oil rigs, which require certifications he can't afford to obtain. Montreal McGraw has also worked with an advocacy group, Stand Up Louisiana, in support of extending jobless benefits. He said, "I didn't ask for this. No one asked for this pandemic," adding, "I am trying to play the cards I'm dealt with, and I have a really bad hand." He noted he hopes that Congress will agree soon to extend jobless aid, adding, "Maybe then I can get my car insurance back." Across the U.S. economy are widespread signs of sluggish economic growth. According to data from Opportunity Insights, a research center affiliated with Harvard and Brown universities, spending on debit and credit cards, a critical barometer of growth, sank nearly 12% in the week that ended on 29th of November, compared with a year earlier. That marked a sharp drop from the previous week, when such spending was down just 2.3% from 12 months earlier. And recent jump in jobless claims ranged broadly. New applications surged more than 47,000 in California, 31,000 in Illinois, 17,000 in New York, and 13,000 in Georgia. Many states, particularly California, have adopted sweeping new restrictions on business activities. But even some states that generally haven't imposed stricter rules on businesses reported sharp increases in unemployment benefit or jobless claims recently. In Texas, for example, they jumped by nearly 20,000 to 45,000. The worsening unemployment figures may partly reflect a rebound after applications for unemployment benefits had fallen during the Thanksgiving holiday week. Still, the increase was much larger than most economists had expected. All told, more than 19 million Americans are still dependent on some type of unemployment benefit. And unless Congress acts soon, nearly half of them will lose that aid in just over 2 weeks' time. That's when two jobless aid programs that the federal government created in the spring are set to expire. The first program provides unemployment benefit to the self-employed and contract workers who weren't eligible in the past. The second program is the one that extends jobless benefit aid for 13 weeks. With a coronavirus vaccine nearing approval, many economists are optimistic that the economy will rebound strongly next year. But most warn that another federal financial relief package is urgently needed to support unemployed workers, small businesses, and state and local governments until then.